The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be diving into some common misconceptions about the Wizarding World, uncovering aspects of the Wizarding universe that even diehard fans sometimes get wrong. If you fancy yourself a Harry Potter expert, then sit back, relax, and see if any of these Harry Potter misconceptions apply to you. Let's get into it. Hogwarts letters arrive on 11th birthdays. You might believe that receiving your Hogwarts acceptance letter is magically synchronized to your 11th birthday for a truly unforgettable celebration. However, facts reveal that Hogwarts sends letters to all students at the same time every year, regardless of their birth date. This momentous occasion typically occurs a couple of weeks before the start of the new term, giving all students, from wondrous wizards to marvelous muggleborns, ample time to prepare for their magical education. Ravenclaw's symbol is a raven. It's easy to assume that Rowena Ravenclaw's house, with its raven-like name, would adopt the raven as its symbol. However, the emblem representing this esteemed house is actually the noble eagle, a bird renowned for its keen intelligence and piercing vision. The eagle perfectly embodies the house's core values of wit, wisdom, and the pursuit of knowledge. Ravenclaw colors aren't silver and blue. The beloved Harry Potter movies brought J.K. Rowling's magical universe to life, but certain artistic liberties led to a few minor inconsistencies. One such deviation is the portrayal of Ravenclaw house colors. Instead of the evocative combination of bronze and blue described in the books, the films present a silver and blue motif. Though visually captivating, it doesn't capture the true essence of Ravenclaw's values. All Slytherins are evil. Slytherin House is often misunderstood and, to an extent, vilified due to the actions of infamous dark wizards hailing from its ranks. However, we must remember the sage words of Albus Dumbledore, that it is our choices that shape us far more than our abilities or affiliations. As illustrated by heroes like Severus Snape and Regulus Black, Slytherin is home to more complexities and moral discrepancies than a blanket statement of evil can encompass. A phoenix can only be owned by Dumbledore. Forks, the regal and loyal phoenix, is undoubtedly linked with the great Albus Dumbledore. Yet the concept of phoenixes being exclusive to the Dumbledore lineage is false. In the wider wizarding world, these fiery and mysterious creatures can form strong connections with all sorts of individuals who appreciate and honor their majestic and magical traits. Phoenixes are rare, but not singularly aligned. For instance, the magical menagerie in Diagon Alley is known to occasionally stalk these magnificent fiery birds. Invisibility cloaks are unique to Harry. Harry's invisibility cloak, one of the three fabled Deathly Hallows, is undoubtedly special. However, it should be noted that other invisibility cloaks do exist in the Wizarding World. They just don't possess the same rare properties or history as Harry's. Durmstrang and Beauxbatons are single-gender schools. While the movies illustrate Durmstrang and Beauxbatons as single-gender schools, the novels clarify that each school comprises a diverse array of magical talents, regardless of gender. This misconception stems from visual limitations within the film adaptations. Voices don't change with Polyjuice Potion. The Harry Potter films inaccurately depict that when using Polyjuice Potion, the voice remains unchanged, save for the exceptional portrayal of Barty Crouch Jr. In contrast, J.K. Rowling's source material makes it clear that when an individual consumes Polyjuice Potion, they adopt the target's appearance as well as their voice, making for a more comprehensive and immersive transformation. Hogwarts is located in England. Hogwarts Castle, the mighty educational fortress we all dream of attending, is often associated with England. This, however, is not the case. In reality, this esteemed academy of witchcraft and wizardry resides in the rugged, breathtaking region of the Scottish Highlands, a fitting location for the secrecy and grandeur that the castle's legacy demands. Only good wizards can cast a Patronus. Though evil wizards casting a Patronus is exceedingly rare, it's not impossible. The ability to cast a Patronus, though strongly aligned with those who are morally good, does not entirely exclude those with a more evil temperament. The best example of this is Dolores Umbridge, who is able to conjure a cat Patronus, demonstrating that light magic, in some instances, can be harnessed by people with dark hearts. This highlights the strength of will and determination as instrumental factors in harnessing power. Hogwarts is the only school of magic. While Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry holds a special place in our magical hearts, it isn't the only magical school in existence. Many other academies of magic can be found across the globe, each with its unique history, practices, and cultures. Prominent examples include Durmstrang, Rogardu, Beauxbatons, Castelbruxelles, Kordovstoriets, and more. Time turners can change the past. Time traveling is a tantalizing plot device sprinkled throughout fiction, but in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, time turners don't behave as we might expect. Instead, these magical artifacts operate under Novikov's self-consistency principle, which posits that changes made in the past will already have been taken into account historically. The evidence: Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban's finale, where Harry saves his younger self from Dementors using a Patronus, despite not knowing that he had already done so. Avada Kedavra can't be blocked. The Killing Curse, Avada Kedavra, is arguably the most infamous dark spell in the wizarding community, famously known for being unblockable. However, we mustn't forget the extraordinary power of love, which safeguarded Harry from this very curse. When the magic of love, the strongest and most ancient bond that transcends mere incantations, teamed up with the legendary Lily Potter's sacrifice, not even the deadliest curse could triumph. No one can apparate or disapparate in Hogwarts. Apparition and disapparition within Hogwarts is typically impossible due to powerful protective enchantments enveloping the castle. Nonetheless, exceptions do exist. Albus Dumbledore, in his extraordinary magical expertise, managed to lift these enchantments temporarily, allowing himself and Harry to apparate during their quest for the Horcrux in a seaside cave. Muggles and wizards are entirely separate. Though the International Statute of Wizarding Secrecy actively endeavors to maintain a strict divide between the wizarding and muggle worlds, it would be an exaggeration to claim total isolation. After all, muggle-born witches and wizards carry the magical bloodline forward, and muggle authorities, such as the British Prime Minister, are aware of magic's existence. Hence, while preserving their unique identities, these two realms occasionally coexist and intersect. Most wizards can fly without a broom. The notion that most wizards can perform unsupported flight is misleading. In reality, only a handful, most notably Voldemort and Severus Snape, demonstrate this exceptional ability. For most other witches and wizards, the trusty broomstick remains the preferred mode to take to the skies. Prophecies don't always come true. While the prophecy concerning the boy who lived played a pivotal role in shaping the events of the Harry Potter series, it's crucial to recognize that prophecies don't necessarily come true. As Albus Dumbledore sagely emphasized, prophecies tend to be more complex than surface-level interpretations would dictate, which is why it's unwise to consider them absolute, ironclad determinants of destiny. Choosing yourself as Secret Keeper. The Fidelius Charm is a powerful spell that conceals a secret within a designated Secret Keeper's soul, ensuring that only this individual can disclose it. Many fans have asserted that embedding the secret within the same person it protects is impossible. However, canon would suggest otherwise. For example, we know that Bill Weasley is the Secret Keeper for Shell Cottage, and Arthur Weasley is the Secret Keeper for the Burrow. Assuming that these are their places of residence, this proves that a person who lives in the house being protected can also be eligible to be its Secret Keeper. The only ambiguity here is that the Fidelius Charm placed on Shell Cottage and the Burrow was designed to protect the home itself. In the case of, say, the Potter family, this may not have worked, as it was the family that needed to be the subject of the charm, and not necessarily the home. Voldemort's soul was split 7 times, not 8. Voldemort initially created 6 Horcruxes by splitting his soul into various objects. However, he inadvertently turned Harry into a Horcrux and also retained a fragment of his soul in his own body. This technically means that Voldemort's soul was split into 8 parts, not 7 as believed by some. The number of times his soul was split and the total pieces of his soul are figures that are often conflated. James Potter was a chaser, not a seeker. Contrary to common fan perception, and even some indications in both the movies and the books, J.K. Rowling has revealed that James Potter was actually a chaser, and not a seeker, on the Hogwarts Quidditch team. This may surprise fans, but ultimately, the author has final authority on her characters. And that's it for this video. Were any of these news to you? Be honest. Let me know down in the comment section below. Until next time, remember, differences of habit and language are nothing at all if our aims are identical and our hearts are open.